Good morning. It's a joy to be with you all. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I also bring you greetings from brothers and sisters in Colorado Springs, which is where my family has been for the last 5 months. Please turn in your Bibles with me if you'd like to follow along to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to be very ambitious this morning and try to cover one verse with you all this morning. I'm going to read all of chapter 13, but we're going to focus on verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8 is just this nugget that's kind of hidden in this concluding chapter, and we want to give our attention to it together this morning. There's an outline in the bulletin if you'd like to use that to follow along. It's probably the most unoriginal, simple outline you've ever seen. I also want to challenge the children, or really all of us, this morning to just memorize this verse. It really shouldn't be hard. You'll hear it enough times this morning to hide it away in your hearts. But especially you kids, this is a good verse to memorize. So let's give our attention to God's Word. Again, I'll read Hebrews 13, the whole chapter, and then we'll come back and focus our attention on verse 8. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the camp in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy, not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with you all. That's where we'll end the reading of God's word, and let's stop and ask for his blessing. Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for this morning and this opportunity to worship you. We thank you for this opportunity now to hear your word, and we ask that you would enable us to really focus our attention and our thoughts right now on you and what you have to say. Lord, there are many things that burden us and distract us. There are many cares and concerns, but we pray that our concern now and our focus now would be on you. Lord, we need to hear from you this morning. We need hope. We need your truth. We need conviction. We need Jesus Christ. And so we ask that you would speak to us, for your servants are listening. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You and I are not. We are constantly changing. We are never the same. We're different than we were yesterday. We're different than we will be tomorrow. And our lives are full of change. And a new year can bring a lot of change. A new year can make us think about change. What we may want to change, or what we might want not to change. Or we may worry of change that will come in the new year. Change in health, change in employment or location and friends and family, unwanted change, unexpected change, trials. None of us know what tomorrow will hold, let alone a new year. For others, the coming of a new year may be an exciting thing. They may see it as a time for good change, resolutions to change. But of course, even these can leave us disappointed and discouraged when we don't see the change we want in our lives. Well, in this ever-changing world where very little ever stays the same, Hebrews 13 verse 8 is good news. It is a message of hope. It points you to the one who never changes, to Jesus Christ, who is on his throne, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as you and I face the changes of life, and as we face the coming changes in this new year, you and I need to hold fast to the one who is always the same. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Persevere. Face the future. Face change with hope and with peace. Because you have an unchanging King and an unchanging Savior seated at the right hand of God who will always be the same. He will always be good, always faithful, always present. And so, brothers and sisters, hear the word of God this morning. What you need to hear from your God this morning and trust and live by this day and in this new year is that Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same, and you can look to him and count on him. Well, let's look at this verse together this morning and unpack it a little bit. And I want to just simply break it down into its three parts and consider together how Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and a little bit what that may mean for us. And so, first of all, Jesus is the same yesterday. Look at verse 8 with me again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The author to the Hebrews is telling his listeners that Jesus has always been the same. Jesus has never changed. And that is because Jesus had no beginning. He was not created. Jesus is God. He has always been the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. And as God, he possesses all of the attributes of God. And so what the Shorter Catechism says about God is true of the Son of God. He is spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. in His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. Jesus has always been the same. He is unchangeable. Now, this can be somewhat confusing, I think. The Son of God is unchangeable or immutable. But what about the incarnation? Did He not change when He became man? Did He not change when He took on a new nature and became the God-man? Did He not change in His death and suffering? Well, those are good and complex questions we won't have time to go into fully. But let me just say that we need to understand that being unchangeable or immutable, always staying the same, does not mean immobility. Immutability does not mean immobility or inaction. The fact that God, and specifically God the Son, Jesus Christ, does not change does not mean that He does not act. It doesn't mean that He doesn't act. And the fact that He's eternal doesn't mean that He does not work in time. The fact that He's spiritual and infinite does not mean that He does not work in space. The fact that He's omnipresent does not mean that He doesn't manifest His presence in particular times and places. Immutability, the fact that God has never changed and never will, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, does not mean that He is lifeless and He is unmoving or inactive. It means He's unchanging in His existence and His essence. He's unchanging in His attributes, that which makes Him God. He's unchanging in His plan and His purpose and His will. And so when God the Son, remaining what He was, became what He was not in the incarnation, joining two natures in one person as Jesus, as the God-man, when He left glory to come into time and space, into this world, that did not change His essence. That didn't change His divine nature or take away from any of His attributes. It was not a change in His plan either. In fact, this was the plan all along. The incarnation brought no change in the being or perfection of God. And that's part of the mystery and the awesome and glorious nature of the incarnation, the coming of the promised Emmanuel. And while Jesus humbled Himself and became a man and became a servant and even went to the cross and to a death on the cross, He did not change. He was and is and always will be the eternal, infinite, unchanging, all-powerful God. And yet He most certainly acted and is acting in a most glorious and gracious and mysterious and wonderful way to save always changing sinners in this broken world. Think about it. To change is to be human. To change is to be a creature. To be unchanging is to be God, to be the Creator. And if Jesus was not the same yesterday, if He was not always the same in the past, He would not be God. And He could not be your Savior. You and I were not the same yesterday. We had a different number of hairs, even the young ones among us. We had a different number of cells. We are probably slightly a different weight today. We're a different age today. We look different. We feel different. We know things today that we didn't know yesterday. We're in a different place today than we were yesterday. We have a different plan today than we had yesterday. But not Jesus. He was always the same yesterday. But why did the Hebrews need to hear that? Why do you and I need to hear this today? Well, the Hebrews were facing persecution and pressure. Those Christians to whom this book was written, they were facing pressure to change and to turn back. So much in their world and in their faith had changed recently. So much in redemptive history had changed with the coming of Jesus Christ. And more change was to come. Jerusalem would soon be destroyed. There was a new false teaching that would arise and was already arising. And in the face of all this change and this pressure upon them, they were tempted to give up and to give in, to go back to what was familiar and what was easy, to turn away from Jesus Christ, to follow false teaching. But God says, no, Jesus has never changed. The gospel is the same. In chapter 1 of Hebrews, he said that the heavens and the earth would change. They would perish, but not Christ. He would remain. He would be the same. His years would have no end. He would remain the glorious, unchanging Creator, God, and Savior that they needed and that you and I need as well. And because Jesus did not change, they could stick with him. They had to stick with him. They had to fix their faith on him. Friends, this world is changing. It is not what it was yesterday. 2021 is not going to be 2020, and probably most of you hope that that's the case. You and I are going to face pressure to turn away from Jesus Christ this year. We're going to face pressure to not resist the change in the world around, but to go along with it. We're going to face pressure as the church to cave and cater to the culture. As Christians, to be like the world and not like Jesus. In this coming year, you're going to face unexpected pressures and temptations and changes. And this is why you and I need the unchanging Jesus that they needed, who has a perfect track record of never changing, always being the same, always being trustworthy. You need the one who was always the same yesterday, who has no flaw in his past, who is always perfect, always just and good and righteous, and who offers his perfect, unchanging past to us always changing sinners. You and I need this one whose plan and purpose has been the same throughout all history. Brothers and sisters, we need a Savior and a King we can count on who was always the same yesterday. And here he is. Look to him. Praise God, he was always the same. And know also, and second this morning, that he will be the same today as well. He was the same yesterday, but he will also be the same today and every new day. Look at verse 8 again. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, we've just talked about how the fact that Jesus never changes doesn't mean he never acts in a changing world. And his activity today isn't the same as it was yesterday or 2,000 years ago when he was on earth. Now he has finished his work of humiliation and death. He is now risen and exalted. He's seated at the right hand of God, and Hebrews 1 tells us that. And as the rest of the book of Hebrews makes clear, Jesus is now the superior, ultimate high priest, prophet, and king. He's the fulfillment of the whole Old Testament. And today is the day of the new covenant gospel age. The final true great priest and prophet and king of our salvation has come. And he is seated at God's right hand, and he is going to be the same today. And I want us to think about that together a little bit, how Jesus even today is our priest and prophet and king, because that is much of the message of Hebrews. As your high priest today, Jesus is interceding for you. He is your perfect mediator through his shed blood offered once and for all on the cross. If you are trusting in him today, he is your great high priest now and forever. You don't need anything or anyone else. You are righteous in him before God. You have access to heaven, access to the throne of grace, because Jesus is high priest today. He's also the unchanging prophet. using His Word, the sharp double-edged sword of the Spirit, to bring sinners to salvation, to sanctify His people, to guide us in the way of truth and life. And because of that, you can and you must still trust His Word today. It is unchanging. The prophets out there in the world are constantly changing. They're constantly changing their methods and their message, but not Jesus Christ. His Word is true. It is still the power of God to the salvation of all who believe. And so, brothers and sisters, trust Him. Trust His Word today. Listen to Him. Hear Him. Learn from Him. Believe His Word. And also submit to Him as King today. Bow to Him as King today and in this new year. His kingdom cannot be shaken. Today, tomorrow, or in the ages to come, He is conquering His enemies as King. He has all power and authority. He is King today, and that will not change. The kingdoms of this world come and go, rise and fall. Kings, presidents, cabinets, judges, they come and go. But Jesus does not. His position is fixed. His power is unfading. His throne is established, and no one can change that. We don't know what the political future of our country will be in this new year, and maybe it seems dark to us. But Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords today and will be forever. And so because of that, that is a bright reality. You and I do not know what change will come today. We don't know what a day will hold. We don't know what today or tomorrow or any day in this year will bring. But we do know one thing that will not change today or the next or the next. And that is Jesus. Jesus Christ is the same today. And those words were written many, many days ago. And yet they are just as true today as when they were written. He is still the only Savior. He is still the truth. He is still the King. And friends, there are going to be difficult days ahead this year, this coming new year. I guarantee it. The sun will rise, the earth will spin, and you and I will struggle. You and I will sin, we'll stumble, we'll be tempted. We will be tested, we'll be disciplined. Life will change and be difficult. But we can wake up each new day. We can face the difficult days holding on to this, that Jesus is the same today. I have cancer or I have a cold, but Jesus is the same today. He can strengthen me. He can heal me. I have a very difficult day before me, and I don't even want to face it, but Jesus is the same today. I can do all things through Christ. I'm facing a tragedy, but Jesus is alive today, and He is the same today. I had a joyful day that came and went far too quickly, but Jesus is the same today. Friends, how could you and I face one day without knowing that He would be the same that day? I don't think we can, but we don't have to, because He will be the same each new day. And so take delight in that. Take comfort in that. Jesus is the same today. He is the same yesterday and today, but it doesn't end there. It goes further and gets even better. Third and finally this morning, Jesus Christ is the same forever as well. Jesus Christ is the same forever. Look once more at verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Literally, and unto the ages. Unto the ages. All the ages of eternity will not bring one change to Jesus Christ. He will be the same on into eternity, forever, period. You can count on Him today and unto days without end, because He was and is and always will be Jesus Christ, always alive, always the Savior, the Lord, the King, eternal and immutable. No matter what ups and downs awaited the Hebrews and await you and me, Jesus will be the one constant, the one sure, fixed reality. As Hebrews 6 verse 19 says, He is a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. A sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Think about that picture for a minute, if you will. A ship in a storm needs an anchor to put down and keep it fixed. Keep it from being tossed to and fro by the waves and thrown off course. It needs a fixed point to count on. Otherwise, the water will be too powerful and will sweep it away. In Hebrews, God was telling those first century Christians that Christ had to be and was such an anchor for them. An anchor that could not come dislodged. A sure and steadfast anchor, fixed and unchanging. A solid hope and truth, a source of peace and life for their souls. And friends, because He never changes, He is the same anchor that you and I need for our souls as well. He is the anchor we need each new year and each new day and forever. This world and you and I are in constant flux, constant change. We're like the waves of the sea. Life is full of storms and ups and downs, but Christ is fixed and unchanging. He is a permanent anchor. He is always the same unto the ages. And because His future is certain and always the same, by faith in Him, your future can be secure as well. In Christ, you can live forever. In Christ, you can know that He will fulfill all His promises. He will never leave you or forsake you. Nothing will be able to separate you from His love. He will always be there, always the same, always on the throne, always the all-sufficient Savior and the all-supreme Lord, the one who is and was and is to come, the Alpha and the Omega. As He said in Malachi 3:6, we heard this earlier, I am the Lord, I change not. If we never changed, that would be bad news. Because we need to change, don't we? We are not perfect. We're foolish. We fail. We sin. We die. And that'd be horrifying in one sense if we could never change. But Jesus is as good as it gets. He can't get any better. He can't change for the better because He is already perfect and completely glorious. He is sinless. He's all powerful. He's good and just and holy and wise and loving. We want Jesus. We need Jesus to stay the same, to never change. And He will. He will be the same forever. Sometimes we talk about freezing a perfect moment or a perfect age because it's too good to be true and it's so glorious and we don't want anything to change. Well, friends, that is what you get with Jesus Christ because He will be the same forever. And if that's not good news, I don't know what is. Time is going to march on. Much is going to change. And there's going to come a time when you may look back to 2020 and it will seem as a long distant memory, just a flicker. But if your hope is in Jesus Christ today, the changeless one, then you are going to be okay. Your forever, your future is secure. It will be glorious. You will have life and joy and peace. And you can seek not the cities of this world that do not last, but the city that is to come, as verse 14 says. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this coming year will bring, and neither do you. We don't know what change will come to us. But we can know someone and something that will not change. Jesus Christ. And if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that means in this new year and each new year and each new day that you and I should bow to Him and acknowledge Him and worship Him as God. That means you and I can and must trust Him and live for Him. If He never changes, you should look to Him for the power to change in your life. You can hope in Him when you face unwanted and unexpected change. You must listen to Him when the world's message continually changes. If He's always the same, you should worship and serve Him and love Him and count on Him and fix your eyes on Him. You can take comfort in the fact that He always will be. He will not fail you. He will never cease to love you. He will never cease to be Lord and Savior and King. He can be your life and your joy and your greatest treasure that can never be taken away. If He is the same, then as chapter 12 says, that then you and I can lay aside every weight and sin and run with endurance the race set before you, looking to Him, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who endured the cross for the joy set before Him and is now seated at the right hand of God. Dear people of God, my hope and my prayer is that we would look to Him who never changes, that He would be our anchor and our rock, that He would give us hope. Brothers and sisters, know and believe and take great comfort and joy in Him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You that You are the same. Lord Jesus, that You are the same. Holy Spirit, that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that is good news because You are good and You are faithful and You will keep all of Your promises and we can count on You. In this ever-changing world where we never know what to expect and what change will come, we can know You and know that You will always be the same. Lord, let that be an anchor for our souls. Let that give us life and joy and peace. Let us respond with faith and worship. And as we are still pilgrims in this changing world, we pray that You would help us to fix our eyes on Jesus. We pray that we would await His return with faith. And we pray that You would glorify Your name. We pray this all in Jesus' name, the One who is always the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.